Hi everyone, and welcome to this short podcast episode where I'll be exploring some ethical responsibilities and considerations that come as part of using technology in the classroom. I feel like currently this is a really important topic that's becoming more increasingly relevant, not just because of the tools we use, but because of the wider implications these technologies have on our students, on our practice, and on the future of education. Over the past few weeks, I've been reflecting deeply on what it really means to be digitally literate as an educator. At first, as I presume that many would, I thought this simply meant knowing how to use apps and devices, which I do feel pretty confident with. But now I see it as something that is far more complex. Being digitally literate is not a point of reach, but more of an ongoing process as technology changes and adapts with time. I'd like to start with one of the most pressing concerns relating to technology, which is student privacy. With so many educational platforms collecting data, it is really critical we understand how that information is used and who actually has access to it. Sharma, in her work Ethical Dilemmas and Privacy Issues in Emerging Technologies, points out in her study of emerging technologies that we must balance innovation with ethical responsibility, particularly when students may not fully understand the implications of actually sharing their data online. This then leads into child safeguarding in digital spaces. When learners are interacting online, especially in hybrid or remote learning environments, ensuring their safety takes on new dimensions. As educators, it's our responsibility to not only supervise interactions, but to teach students how to navigate these spaces safely. There's a book called Safeguarding Children and Young People Online by Claudia Miguel, and this highlights the critical role of educators in fostering both protective measures and empowering digital literacy among learners. But then who teaches the teachers? Whose responsibility does this fall into? Who is then tracking effectiveness or looking at the quality control of this? This then ties closely in with the idea of digital citizenship, helping students become critical, respectful and informed participants in digital life. This is not just about protecting them from harm, but also empowering them to engage meaningfully. This, I believe, requires a level of understanding from teachers or educators, but how can one teach what they do not fully understand themselves? In Hobbes's work, Create to Learn, An Introduction to Digital Literacy, he highlights that balancing technology with human creativity is crucial, and that digital tools should support learning, not replace relationships or reduce students to passive consumers of information. One area that really stood out for me in my research was the discussion of surveillance capitalism. Stephanie Polsky argues that the commodification of personal data is reshaping society, where technology is no longer neutral but deeply embedded in systems of control and equality. That's a powerful reminder that every time we introduce a new platform or app, we're also making decisions that could impact autonomy, fairness, and equality. This being said, it is essential to recognise not all data collection equates to exploitation in educational settings. For example, data analysis can be used to personalise learning experience and identify students who may need some additional support. The key, I believe, lies in implementing robust and ethical frameworks or policies that ensure transparency and consensual use of data. Speaking of equality, access remains a huge challenge when considering technology in education. While AI and digital tools can personalise learning and reach unserved communities, Schmelzer, in his work How AI is Shaping the Future of Education, warns that unequal access to devices, Wi-Fi or digital skills can actually deepen existing gaps if we're not careful. So part of being digitally literate also means advocating for inclusion, making sure no student is left behind because of their background. So what does this mean for me personally? To be honest, the setting I'm currently in does not have huge access to tech. We're limited in terms of what children can access. As well as this, I teach 5 to 6-year-olds, so what they do actually have access to within my control and setting is limited. However, online safety is crucial, as children having access to technology from a younger age now. I now, however, see digital literacy as not only a skill set, but as a mindset, one that blends critical thinking, ethics, empathy and adaptability together. Something I will consider for myself and my family's online presence. Thank you for listening to this short podcast. I hope it has given you a few ideas to reflect on in your own digital teaching practice. If you can access the notes at the end of this podcast, there is a small Padlet that will be able to you'll be able to share some of your own thoughts, ideas, and reflections. And I'd love to hear what anybody has to add. Thank you very much.